Well, good morning. It's now 8:53. Time to talk to Diane Lowe. And like we said last week, and I've been looking forward to this, hopefully you stumped me quite a bit. We're going to do some trivia today, some farm trivia. And I'm going to go to school a little bit this morning with Diane Lowe. And we're going to talk about specifically dairy farming.
Dairy, that's correct.
Which is fascinating to me because, like I said off the air, I mean, I used to drink milk like it was water.
That's a good thing.
You know, you know. So, all right, let's dive into this.
Okay, we're going to start with this 101, Dairy 101 quiz, I guess you could call it. I'm going to give you some multiple choice here.
Okay.
Okay, a cow is pregnant for A, 60 days, B, 18 months, or C, 9 months.
Okay, so the first one was 60 days, then the last one was 9 months. What was the second option?
18 months.
I don't know. Let's try 18 months.
9 months.
9 months. Okay, so same as a human.
Same as a human. That's easy to remember. Normally, a new calf, when it's born, will weigh 30 to 40 pounds, between 55 and 95 pounds, or 120 to 130 pounds.
Let's try option one, 30, what was it, 30?
30 to 45.
30 to 45.
Nope, 55 to 95 pounds.
Wow, imagine giving birth to that.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Some of them are, I mean, after sometimes, especially if we have to pull the calves, it's like there's no way that thing came out of there because they're huge.
All right, so I'm 0 for 2.
Right? Okay, let's try. That's okay. This is good because everybody's learning. Okay, a cow gives milk only after A, reaching 2 years old, B, given shots to produce milk, or C, after giving birth.
I'm going to say after giving birth.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's surprisingly one of the things that a lot of people don't understand.
Really?
But when you stop and think about it, it's just like a woman or any other animal that after they give birth, then they have milk to feed the baby.
That's immediately what I assumed, that the calf is born. She needs to now, you know, help bring them up and feed them and help them until they can feed themselves.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
All right, I got one right. Here we go.
Okay, and this will be easier, maybe.
Hopefully.
It's a true and false, so you can 50% chance of getting this one. Only bulls have horns.
Only bulls have horns. I'm going to say false.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
Most, all the cows are born with horns, except, as a side note, there is a type of cow called polled cows, and they are, I guess, genetically bred to not have horns at all, whether
now,
they're bulls
these
or
polled
cows.
Do they look any different than any other cow?
No, I don't know a whole lot about them.
I
think they're like in different kinds of breeds and stuff. It's not just one specific breed.
Okay.
How old is a heifer when she first gets bred? And I guess I probably should have went back to another question I have here.
You can if you want to table that first question.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this one.
Sure.
What is the difference between a heifer, a cow, a bull, and a steer?
See, it's a good sign when I don't know what a heifer is.
Okay, let me just tell you. A heifer is a young cow that's not given birth.
Okay.
A cow is a cow that's had a baby.
Yeah.
A bull is a male. And a steer is a male that's been castrated.
I see. Okay.
So how old is a heifer when she first gets bred? 13 months, 2 years, 18 months?
I'm going to assume 2 years?
13 months.
13 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of like a teenager.
Yeah, okay.
We're very promiscuous.
They're good to go? All right,
let's make some babies. That's right, 13 months, get them babies going so we can get some milk. How much milk will an average cow give each day? 2 gallons, 7 to 8 gallons, or 12 to 13 gallons?
I'm going to assume the last one, 12 to 13.
7 to 8.
7 to 8. Okay, not as much as I thought.
Okay, and on a side note, 8 gallons of milk equals 128 glasses.
Really?
So one cow can produce 128 glasses. Approximately how much feed does a cow eat each day? 35 pounds, 65 pounds, or 100 pounds?
Jeez. I know it's quite a bit. 35 pounds?
100 pounds.
100 pounds. Wow.
That critter eats a whole lot of food.
Jeez, you must be going through a ton of money to keep these cows fed.
We are. And for the last one, that is kind of connected to that one, how much manure do you think a cow produces after eating 15 pounds per day, over 100 pounds per day, or 55 pounds per day?
Well, let's just assume it's down the middle, 55?
100.
100. So 100 goes in, 100 comes out.
At least 100
wow.
comes out, yeah. And a lot of that is water, matter, and so on and so
yeah.
forth. But when you think about it, we're able to sell the milk, but we're stuck with the manure.
Jeez, my mom and dad complain all the time that I come home and just, you know, purge their fridge. But it
yep.
could be a lot worse, guys.
It could be, you
know,
a lot worse.
This is fascinating because, like we already said, we don't know what life is like on the farm. And some of these facts, well, you have, I failed the test. I really did.
No, you didn't fail. You learned today.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
Right.
But unfortunately, Diane, we are out of time. I appreciate you joining us this
no
morning.
Problem.